This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Strolling up to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Oh my goodness gracious, good gay to you and yours. I'm Mono Agapi and you're listening to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast in the whole world. I am so honored to have our guest here. I mean, actor, comedian, writer, just a general genius and good time gal. We have Parvish Chyna.
Oh, I'm a genius. I'm a good time gal. I love it.
You say your full name, Parvesh.
I do.
I always call you Parv, though, because I'm just like, everyone calls you Parv.
I love Parv also because it's very easy and it's very like political slogan, like Parv for Prez.
Yeah, Parv
for Prez. That's where that came from middle school.
Did you ever run? Did you run? Did you win?
Yeah, I won.
Fuck. I won. I love that. I'm so jealous.
I was the brown popular gay-ish, you know, like how you didn't, what's gay in 1994? We didn't, you know, they didn't know.
They just knew you were fun.
Right. And they knew I was Indian. You know, that's ethnic and different enough. Let's not add the gay stuff until 2001.
New York funky. Yeah, you're just fun and different. I love that. Before we started, I immediately had to scream at you because you're asking me if my name is Mono or Manu. Right. And I was like, well, yes, I in college hung out with the Bhangra elite so much. Bhangra dancing team at my college. And oh man, the stories of good time Browns in college I've had with you. I the one thing I need to share with you that makes me laugh so that always makes me laugh and is there is nothing like and I'm sure you experienced this, an Indian freshman gal getting drunk for the first time.
Oh,
can we talk about
it? I know those girls. I went to University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign my freshman year because I wanted to get the fuck away from my family, even though like my grandparents, my aunt was visiting from India, and my mom and dad all dropped me off at U of I, Urbana-Champaign. And literally that night we were at like a Sigma Nu or Sigma Chi frat party. I had a beer in my hand. So I was that Indian American gal who's like, freshman, let's drink. Where Priya and Preet, my other like Indian American gal pals from Naperville, who made it. And you are absolutely right. Because forget about let's add the Indian, the minority shit on it, you know, especially first gen immigrants.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't been here for three or four generations. At this point, you know, we hadn't been. And so then you add the college stuff. You add that America is like the last modern country that has a 21-year-old drinking rate. So we already have it as a verboten taboo thing. Like, college is part of, you also have to drink every other night, you know, like it's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yes, I totally understand that. Like, cause it is that first taste of freedom. And had we had like a 19 and over, like Canada,
right?
I don't think we'd have as much. Yeah. Money. I don't think we'd have as much drinking issues.
No,
or it would be a little lesser if it's not a big thing.
It's like when you rip that Band-Aid off, it goes so hard. Whereas like if maybe some of these people like had a chance to, I don't know, sip a drink in high school, like maybe then it wouldn't be like this all out wild thing. But I have very funny memories of Sethu, who got too drunk at my house, and we love her, poor Sethu Shah. And she got too drunk. And so to the point where like people had to carry her down some stairs. stairs and she was wearing too sexy of a top. So she's blacked out while the top is sliding off of her and everyone is trying to elegantly put it back on her. But we can't because she is in a blackout. Yes. Good times. If you're listening, Anish, good times. Remember that?
See, the thing is, we do Indian, South Asians have the Asian gene.
Uh-huh.
You know, we should not be drinking the Europeans whiskey and scotch. Like when we'd go to India to visit relatives, like not just duty free, like we would also like wrap like bottles of like Glenfiddich and Glenlivet. Uh-huh. For like uncles and grandparents because it was just cheaper here. And then you think back and I'm like, fuck, the Punjabi drink of choice is a scotch or a British white. I mean, like talk about the oppressors, you know, they use alcohol to, you know, for the indigenous in this country. And it's fascinating. Like what drugs are used to
colonizing our taste buds.
It's true. Especially for people who should not be drinking this much.
Come on.
Hey, I've got my weed right here. Like cannabis, Indians invented it.
Oh, they are good. Wait, that's another funny archetype. This is not an archetype as much as I know someone who was the biggest stoner in the world and like true hot mess. Ambrish, I'm talking about you. And then flipped it around and became a doctor in like 12 months.
Yeah, like it's party hard and then work harder.
Yeah,
that was that kind of mentality. And it's this element of puritanical British upbringing that's put upon us a lot.
Yeah, you
know, like I know a lot of my relatives and they're lazy. They don't work. Yeah. They just, oh, my older brother makes all the money. So I'll just hang out. I mean, like, what? You can do that? They're like, Parvesh, we're not American. We take it easier here.
And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Whoa, I can't get away with that. My mom will call me lazy and everything.
I know. Like, it There's is so Christian, much pressure.
British influence, yeah.
Right. And also because it's like weird constantly trying to prove ourselves to this system. And like our families found out, or at least they learned, the only way to exist is by like, if nothing else, assimilating hard into the capitalism culture of like work your fucking ass off and don't you dare take time or space because you have to work harder to get a smaller chunk of what's out there.
Absolutely. It's the whole part of why, let alone like the STEM dream. You know, like we know, I've just learned so much of this actually since like Trump. Mm-hmm. Since George Floyd also, we're like, oh, no, we're all in this together, South Asians for Black Lives, like mm-hmm. finally seeing that connection, you know, in this generation. I lost my train of thought because I just got stoned a bit. But, you know, like it's just like
assimilation,
we Indians,
Americans.
Well, it's true. Like we hardcore went American. You know, like after the STEM visa, like it was Johnson into Nixon that kind of let after the 1920s when they kicked out Indians, you know, they said like, Chinese Exclusion Act, their other acts, like which is such an atrocity that we're only learning about now. My own grandfather, on my paternal side, I'm not close with my father, so I didn't know this until a few years ago, went to Berkeley. And my whole life, I had no idea about this because he was a communist. And you don't talk about communism when they open up the visas during Cold War America in the late 60s, early 70s. So that's fascinating to me. But this thing of work, you know, like it was all of this where like, so the engineers and doctors, my dad was an engineer. And then he did not like his boss. He didn't like being told by the white man, basically, like the man what to do. So that's why so many of them went into like, franchises, Red Roof Inns, the subways, it's that kind of element. And you do learn it's still like one doctor, the first doctor who came or the first scientist who then like brings all of his relatives, you know, like what the poor angry whites like Marjorie Taylor Greene were like, it's chain migration. I'm like, yeah, like
Jesus
the former first lady.
Christ. What a fucking toaster with a mouth. I think this is not even a person. We don't have time to talk about her, but we do
that's
have
true.
Time.
Politics, not now.
Not now. Although I will say, keep your hearts and eyes open as these drag bills are trying to be passed in states like Tennessee, which are really just transphobic and just an excuse to make people feel unsafe.
Mondo, we know why. Because no longer are cisgendered gay and lesbian people fearful for them. You know, that whole stupid LGB movement, like out of Britain, and the people, the gays who are like, we love Harry Potter and J.K. Rowling, our turf. Mm-hmm. Bullshit. It's the queer, transgender. It's whatever is the current thing that makes straight, cisgender, closed-minded, you know, religious, extremist people icky. What's the new icky? It was icky enough when mm-hmm. you and I, cisgendered, hairy, bearded men, mm-hmm. you know, when they'd ask us, who's the girl, who's the man, who's the husband, right. who's the wife in the relationship, just because then they could wrap their mind around it.
You know? Oh, yeah.
And so now it's just the new icky. It's just yeah. the new, like, this is uncomfortable for me. We're okay with you gays. We'll take Peter Thiel's money. We will have yeah. Milo Giannopoulos on our
we
TV
got
shows.
We got Buttigieg. We did it. Right. We did it for Buttigieg.
But as soon as they're like, Parvesh, why are you wearing nail polish and heels? Right. When I got used to you being very cisgendered. I accepted that. It's just
Isn't that
the new
funny?
Next. It's just the next
Hair.
New thing that they will always be mad at.
Hair. Hair with anything feminine pisses people off.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculousness.
So stupid.
And if you want to take the true libertarian side of republicanism, that they just want to be left alone? What the fuck? Have you ever talked to someone like, you know, I don't think you should get an abortion. No, I think you should have that baby. No, I don't think you should worship that God. No, I don't think you should have a gun. I have never gone into someone's house to tell them what the fuck to do. Yet
no.
they come after us all
My
the time.
My favorite thing is when now, I mean, now more and more the drag queens are just posting. Every time there's a story, pastor did a creepy thing. Youth leader right. did a creepy thing. Just retweeting yeah. it with, not a drag queen. It was not a drag queen who did this.
And drag queens pay taxes. Gay bars
okay.
and gay theaters pay taxes.
Hello.
Churches don't.
I am. Oh, I'm getting heated up. So tell
I know,
me, Parv.
It's so fat. Because now, as much as if you told me when I started watching Drag Race, started with season 2, went back, watched 1. If you told me back then in 2010, 2011, that 10 years of this show into 15 seasons, then at that point, then drag would be an issue?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, honey, we're already here.
I know.
RuPaul is not the only owner of drag now. Like, we are
yeah.
here. We watched all the ones on TLC and, you know, and Queen of the Universe.
Yeah.
Like, it's too pervaded. How can they, like, the genie's out of the bottle.
That's your pod.
It's fascinating to me. Like, you
Parvasive.
Can't keep it.
That should be your podcast.
Parvasive. I'm writing that down. I'll give you co-credit. You can produce. But I am literally writing down on my, like, thing.
Please write down Parvasive. Look, we're mad.
I'm a sticky note taker.
I like that. Parv, tell me how you're liking this season of Drag Race. How are you enjoying the season 15 and the 200th episode?
Fuck me. I could talk for hours.
Talk to me.
Because I will. Because I also don't have a lot of friends to talk about Drag Race with. Believe
really?
It or not. My partner watches with me. It's true. Like, because I just, my close besties, my Sonal Shah doesn't mm-hmm. watch. Danny Pudi doesn't watch. Daisy Ridley, surprisingly, watches. She's my person who I text and we discuss stuff with. So mm-hmm. we discussed the, you know, the lip sync Lollapalooza. And can I just say, and I'm gonna be all over the place, but Mano, when
yeah.
Anitra turned to camera
oh, yeah.
and said, come on, would that be fair? Dead into camera.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
like
yeah.
erection, panties dropped. Everything. How was that not the hottest fucking thing on television?
You're in the top four. I was like, that move was top four. The moment she was
oh,
like,
my
top four.
God.
Isn't it funny? Like, it's not Survivor. You watch Survivor, don't you?
So I was watched like, early and then I got mad at
right.
them for the first reality TV wave, taking
sure.
jobs from actors.
Period. I mean, I guess my thing is, look, period. All I want to say is that, like, that's not how this game works. But in a sense, if you want to impress the producers and let them
yeah.
know you're here to create good TV, that you just cemented your place in the top four, which is why she gets such a moving edit in this episode.
I just like. Oh, and talk about, like, her story reveal and everything. Like, I know she had hinted at it before, but
I mean,
just like, Anitra is so hot, too.
So
and I can't help but, like, I from, like, whatever the the official RuPaul Drag Race one, you know, the one that Bianca Del Rio is hosting right now.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It stopped.
Oh, I'm not familiar. I thought this was the only one. Okay, but keep going.
Oh, yes, yes. I forgot, my dear. I heard this. I read it on a post on Daily Caller. But just like how Anitra looks like Detox.
Yes.
I see that a bit.
She does. She does.
I just feel like
she's a great, she could win this whole fucking thing. And I mean, her storyline is so bold. She is such a badass. And I like that she is how do I put this? Quiet trade. You know, Ara Maiori was always flashing her arms at us. I'm like, I get it. Let us come to you. And I feel like Anitra's letting us come to her or come on her, whatever.
But also, come on. I do love like that the Asian queens are the trades of the season. Like Ara was like, and boy drag, like, fuck, hot.
I know. Very hot. Hot. Very
but
hot.
Anitra, I can't stop thinking about her because of, I don't know why. When you do that bold move, own it, and you deliver a line straight to the barrel of camera, I don't know. Like, just,
which is
it was
so
just
funny, too. Baller. And funny makes my boner go crazy. Like, she's like funny and likable, and come on. Come
and
on.
We also know, like, as we saw all the, you know, Anitra doing the wiping the makeup from Jax, who I love Jax, but again, speaking of Bianca Del Rio, like, talk about a Bianca Del Rio to adore moment. Like, why didn't anyone give Jax, like, a cincher or something to, like, right? Like, she just needed that, like, in the middle.
Right.
And I know
or
very little about shape.
Sure.
Right? But, like,
I think me and you both. Me and you both give thickness. I don't know if it's so much a silhouette as it is a presence.
I agree. Like, I'd all be about pushing my, like, my moobs, my man boobs into beautiful, like, B cups.
Yes.
But just, like, hips and body, because Jax, again, and you asked me about this whole season, and I think the key about it is it's just talent. When you have kids who are, like, we're 10, 15 when the show first comes out, kind of just like how any other normal actor would be. Like, you just grow up watching acting and you're like, oh, I want to be with Mike Myers in Wayne's World, or I want to be, you know, with Fred Savage in any of his movies. Like, you watch it and then you figure out, like, the ways that you're going to do it. Like, you be the class clown, you tell jokes, you tell, you know, you be funny. And nowadays with social media and, like, phones and super duper computers in our hands that makes this equalizer. Like, you don't have to be at Paramount Studios to tell a story or a bit. Like, you can be on YouTube and TikTok since you were a child, like Sugar and Spice. Like, it's just fascinating. Like, they are so good at drag because they've had a decade or so to know what to do. Like, oh, I should take a singing class. I should take a dance class. I better take that sewing class. I better take that improv class. Oh my gosh. And can they not say improving? It's improvising.
My God.
Is that every improviser, queer improviser's issue when they say, I was improving all over the place? That word is improving. You know, if you say I-M-P-R-O-V-I-N-G, that's improving. Improvising is the act of improv.
They love to say improving on this show. And they also love to give bad tips on improving. They're always like, well, you know, the key is being really loud and talking over your partner. That is the key. Like, they're wild. Again, if they had one talented or just storied improviser on set, it could, you know, but I don't think they want that either. I talk about this a lot. They don't want them to all win at an improv challenge. They want them to have the highs and lows. And if you teach all the girls how to improvise, that's not going to help the show.
No. It's like they don't make you have a sewing. Prove that you can sew before you get on the show. No, they want the mess and everything.
They want
I do also like that this season has had a little, I know it's the shorter episodes right now.
Yeah, are you liking them or
until,
no? Until it changes
horrible.
In like a week or so.
Hate it.
I don't mind them.
No, it's too clipped for me. Like, do you know what they should do? Just like how everyone should, you know, like how Peacock has the Office superfan edit. They should have, do you want the quick edit? Do you not have too much time? Like, watch the shortened
one. We've said the same thing. Also, they could make so much bank if WoW or they put it on Apple, whatever. They put the supersized episodes. So many homos will buy it.
Absolutely. Do you know how we're watching it right now? Is I have the WoW account. And then I have a, I do the Surfshark and I log into London because, and it's not even a thing, but I don't know if we could buy it on iTunes this year. That's how we normally had done it.
Maybe.
And I can't do the beeping. I can't. As a 43-year-old man, I can't do with bleeps and edits. So at least when I watch it.
Bleeping. Yeah. I hear you. I hear you. It's I know what you mean. Free. Yeah, I don't want the bleeps.
On that one.
I don't want the bleeps. I have to admit, I don't want the MTV commercials because those they're really painful, those commercials. Like they don't, especially when you watch on a digital platform right now, like they don't give a fuck about how many times a commercial repeats. They'll serve you the same Jersey Shore commercial like back to back to back to back. And that drives me insane.
You're absolutely right. It is the streaming world. It's so different. I remember like just watching things live. And then I remember not going to bars to watch Drag Race anymore. Like, I remember I watched it once at the Eagle, and it was the Ben de la Creme as the Beetle. I think it was when, like, Cutting the Act had that big The Wingspan episode.
Yeah.
I remember being so annoyed that everyone was talking, and I'm like, nope, I watch Drag Race alone, or everyone has to be silent.
I do, too. I, like, watch. I, like, and at the point where I get, I'm, like, I'm a little bit embarrassed because some friends are giggling, and I'm leaning forward as if the screen is sucking my eyes into it. I'm like leaning forward to get every little piece. But maybe it's also because the episodes are so short that I'm leaning forward harder that I'm like, I can't miss a second of this. This is going to go by quick.
It's our sports. It is literally like, you know, like I equate everything, even to like nerdy friends. My partner plays a lot of World of Warcraft and we did Dungeons and Dragons during pandemic, especially. But I would explain to him sports. I'd be like, football? And I'd be like, oh, it's their D&D. You know, like it's just the, and same now even with drag. Like it's not just one show. Like I watch so much drag stuff because this is my art competition kind of.
Yeah.
It's something I can't do. I don't do drag except in like in a scripted fiction
kind
of performance, you know, like and someone else is doing
come
my makeup.
Do my, it's come do my crunchy beard. Drag show sometime. It's
happily,
fun.
Happily.
Great, we'll do it.
And it is just thing that's like, it's not a disrespect. It's just like, oh, I've just never had that desire to transform that much on my own. I'd be that cheap bitch who'd be like, I don't want to waste this makeup. It's expensive. You put it on my face because you're a makeup artist and this is your job.
I'm cheap too. I mean, I am returning my crunchy Amazon outfits back to Amazon after wearing them. I am doing it so cheap. And even cheap drag is hundreds of dollars.
Oh, I get it. And I love that about the Amazon. I call it Fashion by Bezos, the Jeff collection.
Yeah.
And because I'd gone to Sundance and I'd freaked out about what to wear and I had no time. So I just was like overnighting stuff on Amazon. And I just was, that was my bit. I just thought that some places they just ask you what you're wearing. I've never been asked what I'm wearing, but I was just always ready to be like, oh, this cardigan, it's Bezos.
Yeah.
You know, the Chinese collection, you know, the Chinese exports collection.
But actually,
Please.
We're going to dive into this, but first we got to take a break. So silence, Parp. I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go! Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Bring back my break. We're in it. We're talking this episode. Tell me what you think. Tell me, what were you just saying? I cut you off.
I forget. I just have so much to talk about. I'm just so excited. Like, I'm still a bit in like pandemic quarantine mode too, where sure. I'm like, people, even online, it's still like such a gift. I'm so grateful. Oh. And I don't think people should take it lightly still. So I'm so happy that podcast got us through. These past
I'm having
few years.
So much fun. I also like love that I get to meet people and just like have a long conversation with people. I haven't always, I don't get to hang out with you as much as I would like. So this is like a great, just an excuse.
And you're one of those folks, like we should know each other better.
Yes.
But you know, like how it's that respect game. Like there's a thing, like I follow people like who I've never met even before. Cause I'm like, oh, clearly you're doing some art and work. And especially like, I love a producer who does a show thing because mm-hmm. I don't. I am mm-hmm. I am the person who like, oh, you're having a party. Oh, you've invited me. Thank you. I'll come. Oh, when am I having a party? Oh, no, I don't do that. I'm you know, like I'm too scared, too nervous. You know, like
I
that
get it.
Gene.
It's hard. It's hard to put the energy out there. You don't need to because when you run for student body president, you get elected. So like you can you can give that energy. So what did
I
you think of
everyone.
Rue? What did you think of Rue, you know, giving Spice the old, okay, Spice, it's time to change it up, bitch.
Okay, you know that Rue's, especially in this phase, is like, this is your last chance. You know, when she's doing the jovial, like, hey, kiddo. You know,
yeah,
like,
she was done. It's,
if you don't do what I say, you're out, basically.
She
and
could
it was,
tell she wasn't going to take
telling
the note.
Spice.
Spice isn't going to take the note. Because also there's a difference with Rue's like, I want this for you. And Rue was not doing that. Rue was like, look, this is it. No. This is the chance.
Bless the twink. Bless Spice. It's just that that confident twink. Like, especially like, I equate so many of the kids on the show, the contestants, to like just actors. You know, like how Marsha is that dance captain in musical theater class, you know?
Yes.
And Lucy is the one, like, I was really big in high school, but, you know, not cutting it in college. And the thing, and so even with Spice, it's just like the, good note.
I'll shut up about this, but twink mediocrity reigns supreme, especially when Jax, an unbelievably talented performer of color, went home last week and Spice got to stay, though Spice has yet to demonstrate what she does that well. And I'm sorry, but that is racism. And that is just one way in which, unfortunately, shows and entertainment have a fun time reflecting the racism we see in the world when an incredibly talented queen goes home before a cute little twink.
Yeah, but again, Anitra sent Spice back because Anitra knew it had to be a fair fight against Jax.
Sure.
So, and also Jax, you know, like it was kind of, you know, that unspoken after three lip syncs, it was out.
Yeah.
But I think Spice, no one was more surprised and grateful than Spice. But we knew like if it wasn't that last week with Jax, which Anitra was right. Again, it's the panty dropper moment for me. Like, Anitra taking out Spice would have just been, it would have made her look mean. It would have made it look unfair.
Genius TV. It was absolutely genius.
I do think it is interesting, though, that one more thing about Sugar and Spice is that they were the butt of the joke a lot, and to their credit, they rolled with it a lot.
Yeah.
And when they did shine, like when Spice was like sometimes the best in those like social media type ready challenges.
Right.
Like
right.
knowing how to end on a funny line, end on a, she was yes anding most of the time. So
sure.
I do like give the kids scene. Credit.
Yeah. Yeah, they deserve credit, and they're young and they've done so much with their careers, and they'll do so much more.
They're gorgeous too.
They're really gorgeous. You can't take that from them. The looks are there. Can we talk about how Mistress is eating this competition? Eating, and is now truly one of my top five favorite Drag Race queens ever.
Sure. Do you know, I think if I may, I believe you like her authenticity.
Yes.
Says it. Never malicious. I don't know why. I've got Bianca Del Rio on my mind lately. I think she's gone, and now she's making a press. She's been making a big press moment this past year. And it's that
energy.
Vibe. It's that vibe of a lot of Bob the drag queen too, of just like, this is who I am. I'm not overtly mean. I'll call shit out.
Yeah.
And guess what? I can back it up. And Mistress, even more than Bob. And I think more than Bob and Bianca, that her lip sync was great.
Yeah.
Her lip syncing was great.
Really great, fun.
Great. Dancing,
really extra.
Everything.
Really big. I mean, she's my winner. We'll see what happens. It's her or Sasha for me.
Sasha, it's just, but Sasha's Lady Gaga doing American Idol. I love Sasha Colby so much because it's just, she's so professional. Every time I look at Sasha, every time she's on screen, it is just, if not mother, it's professional. It is like, I call it so many, like, I love professionals. I do.
Could it hurt her? Because sometimes in this show, they love that little bit of underdogness to the winner.
Absolutely.
And Sasha is just mother.
And it's not, I don't think she needs to win.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she needs to win for her impact to have been made. For her to not been on the show this late and her to already, you know, like, I am not the most well-versed, like, not non-TV. Like, I don't go out anymore. Like, I quit drinking in 2019, even before pandemic.
Congrats.
So, like, my days going out. Thank you, babe. Cannabis, yes.
Yes.
Liquor, no.
Yeah.
I did not go back in my heavier drinking party fucking phase days. I would get annoyed, like, when the show would come on. I would go with my friends to another part of the bar just so we could talk. We were talkers. We were chatty, chatty Cathys. We didn't dance. We didn't do heavy drugs and just being in oblivion. And we didn't really watch shows. If we wanted to watch a show, we'd go to the theater. We'd go to a play. We'd go to Geffen. We'd go to IEMA. We'd go to something. But, like, when there was a show at a bar and a dance club, this is where I get lost in that space. I can't focus. I knew Sasha Colby. You know, I've known Sasha Colby. So, like, that's interesting. So for her to already just be killing it, it's just kind of like when a pre-season 8 drag queen comes back to an All-Stars or makes an appearance. Mm-hmm. It's just like a reintroduction. Get those dates, you know, on tour.
Absolutely. So now we got to talk about the heart. This is heart-wrenching. Both Selena doubting herself and Anitra's absolutely, I mean, I cried. Unbelievable story about her home life.
Quiet confidence too, and just even like quiet emotion. It wasn't pushed for show, you know. And this is a fascinating story because as we learned Anitra's full ethnic background mix, you know, I believe there's Japanese, Filipino on dad's side,
like Puerto Rican,
German
on
mom's, if I remember. So like,
how
fascinating. Because like my Asian Indian bias is I would think that the Asian side would, you know, that's just where my mind goes, like the Asian side would have been the more conservative and ultimatum-y. Mm-hmm. And I was so moved that, yes, as we're looking at the father right now, that's the dad, the fucking Asian dad stepping up. Like, we need more. I think we're going to see more of these stories as Gen Xers become parents.
Yeah.
You know, like my generation, like the generation, like our parents were born in India. We are born here. Our kids, we're going to be like, no, you can be gay, trans, queer, questioning everything. And I just, that's the part of the story that warmed me more. father, dad figure and Asian love. Like,
unbelievable. Just like also like the dad, like they had a troubled past, but like this dad got over whatever they were going through and stepped up after maybe a weird, but well, I don't know what the weird thing was. But the point is just like that was really beautiful. And I fucking love Anitra. And she is so fucking top four. She could easily win this.
Totally. And just, I just think Anitra's got that, like Anitra, like I could work in TV film. You know, she's got the timing, the,
oh my
even
God.
Out of drag.
And natural and funny. I'm also don't.
And
I'm
Selena.
Sad. I know Selena. Like I see her amazing performance. I see her energy. Yep. I see her fear of looking too vulnerable in the show. And I wish we could take that away from her, but I guess only she can do that.
I agree with you fully. She's such a good performer. Her lip syncs have been great, and then. Her, like, she knows how to deliver, and this is what I like about, like, musical theater drag performers. Like, she knew the build of the song. Yes, I know she does Celine Dion in her act, but then even the one, like, the one before, the Janelle Monáe song and, like, dropping the dress to the floor. Like, it's just people know how to build and know when to peak. Sasha Colby does, Anitra does, and Selena does, too. Like, that's the performer side of it. I just, like... Sometimes I don't know, as a chubby guy, like sometimes I don't know, are we hiding the body or do we just don't have the perfect fit? You know how Mistress has the perfect fit. Everybody. Lucy LaDuca, you know, like as everyone said, great fits, great padding. I just wish Selena I want to see all your curves. I want to see those thighs.
Yeah. I think our conversation on silhouettes are changing, which is a really cool thing for a drag race. Cause like, I mean, I'm with you. I feel like a thick brown man. And I feel like I grew up. I'll speak on my experience. My body type was never typified as the sexual male ideal.
In America. And, mind you,
in America. Okay, yeah. And that's unfortunately where I grew up. So I'm still escaping so much body shame because they don't make statues that look like my body type in the Renaissance era. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's just like a thing it's like intellectually, I know I'm beautiful and I am sexy and all this stuff, but it has a toll on you when you're told this is the silhouette that you should be. This is what you should
be.
How do you escape that?
Absolutely right. I deal with this all the time. It's part of like that white beauty and media that you grew up with. Like I wanted to be white, you know, like even Indian, even racy.
Too.
Like we still did Christmas. We still ate, you know, peanut butter and jelly like everyone. I didn't love the spicy Indian food until I was like 18.
I bought Abercrombie and Fitch pants because I thought it would make me look whiter.
IOU, Z Cavaricci. Like I just wanted... You know, before, and then we also had to Indians, Asians. Also, then we would take a lot from Black and urban culture too, because like if we weren't white, like it was the Nirvana versus Belle Biv DeVoe schism among like my people at my gurdwara. Like I was weird because I was like, but I like both. I like Poison and I like Nevermind. You know, like and they were like, no, you have to pick one, and it was just fascinating. So we had that kind of race stuff. But 9/11 is when I really felt. My Indianness,
period.
My otherness.
Period. But, yeah, so, I'm Mina myself. So I mean, but again, the people looked at us and they were like, "Brown, bad,
brown."
Yeah.
And just like how, but it's cyclical almost. Like just like how then Asian, our East Asian friends had a bad go of it because of all the misinformation with COVID and the stop Asian hate, the attacks. It's just fascinating. Like where's the turd cannon coming to next? Like who's it going to hit?
Oh and God!
Which group?
Unfortunately, I think our trans siblings. Unfortunately,
they're getting it right now. And you know, we are also don't forget we have body hair too. And so I remember the '80s was all about the shaved seals and waxing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm the wrong skin type. I'm fat, and I'm hairy. You know, like how do I fit in into what
it's so
the white
hard.
Twinkie seals were?
I have a friend who
the '90s.
Amina friend who's trans and non-binary, and they were talking about how like I'm comfortable in my skin, but the reality is even in the trans community, hairy femme transness is not put on a pedestal. So I am trying to find my worth being who I am and deciding if I can be hairy or not.
Right. I used to wax before Palm Springs trips.
Yeah.
With the gays too. And I just finally stopped. But I still do sometimes when it's, because I'm like shirtless on camera a lot. Like it, I do know mm-hmm. like it's part of the joke. You know, like, hey, brown guy, chubby, man booby hair. It's a physical
interesting. But there are so many queers who are just turned on by it too. Isn't that funny?
Oh, I'm sure. But like it was, but still like your own self hate and fear growing up to hate your body, wrong color, wrong everything. So like I would wax for that. Cause I was like, I don't want to give you an extra thing to make fun of. And he's got back hair, you know, like, but
The 90s? Are you kidding? The 90s were just, if you're a man with any hair on your body, you're disgusting. So it's like being a hairy, chubby 12-year-old, fuck my life. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I wasn't even, fuck my life.
Right. And women, like, there's that element too, like, even like when you were still trying to like pretend to be straight for like dating girls, and they'd be like, ew, he has hair. I'm like, I remember just thinking, like, does everyone have this, like, they like childlike bodies? Like, they like, my guy friends are like, I like my women shaved. I'd be like, ew, that's a child. Stop this. Hair is growth and maturity.
I know. Now we finally get it, kind of, but now we're looking at hairless men dancing to RuPaul's Cake and Candy.
Hey, she brought out a choreo for episode 200. I love it when RuPaul dances.
I do too. Right? I love it when she performs. She looks unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I honestly think, again, she is the icon. So I like that she's like, she clearly knows how to move. She clearly has rhythm, but she doesn't feel a need to overdo it.
Right. What was the one, the old friends go?
New friends silver, old friends gold. Steps back. Yeah, I love it. She's giving
basically that song, right?
She's giving Rihanna energy at the Super Bowl.
Opposites attract.
Right, which is valid.
Did you like the Super Bowl, Rihanna?
Yeah, I did. I really did. I loved Rihanna doing her thing. It made me really happy. I think she's unbelievable. How about you?
I have never been like, I have like maybe, I have Anti, maybe is like the only album I ever like downloaded or, you know, on Apple Music. So I know the hits. Uh-huh. So I've never been like one to like run to Rihanna, but I thought she was great. And especially being pregnant. And I also don't need all the glitz and glam. I like that it was kind of simple and just
I loved it.
Sharp. It felt sharp,
focused. Galvanized and ready to take the crown. No, but she was like looking into camera. Like, you know what I mean? She was giving face, just even knowing how much power her face and presence has. I'm like, that's what I need.
That's billionaire confidence.
You know? Oh, I'm happy for her.
Tax Rihanna. Billionaires.
Tax Rihanna. No, really do it. So we're going to quickly talk about these looks. But first, silence, Parv. I feel like taking another break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Bring back my break. So we're going to chirp and burp these looks. We got a lot of looks to chirp and burp. So we're going to go kind of quick. So if you like a look, chirp it. If you're not that fond, just burp it. Cool?
Yeah.
So we're doing this first look is the Racer Rue homage. And the girls have to create a Racer Rue look. First coming out, Mistress. What do you think?
Love it. Love, chirp, 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 because I love that she, have we been talking about body?
Yes.
I just love that she shows everybody. And then I like the icing on the cake that the phrases that she took were from all the big girls.
I thought that was
like,
so cool.
Specific.
Yes.
That was the icing on the cake that was like, great, done, chirp.
Amazing, huge chirp. She's gorgeous.
Hair.
She's blonde.
For days.
Proportionizing an ew from Madame Laqueer. That's good. That's good. Spice giving her ding-a-ling cosplay. What do you think?
It reminded me of checkers. Was that fast food?
Oh
place
yeah, rallies that, and or checkers.
Or yes. Like I confuse it with Sonic also. So, but like yeah,
sure.
One of those. Like that.
So you're calling her a slush.
The thing with Spice, it's always perfect. It's always perfect.
It looks great. So I would personally chirp it. Is it is it changing drag? No, but it's the assignment.
I do a light chirp just because I'm like, I just get bored of like, it's always perfect.
Yeah.
I don't like perfection. I want messy sometimes.
Agree.
Like Roger O'Hara is messy sometimes, you know, like in a beautiful way.
Yeah, there's
it's not
a
always
way
perfect,
to...
but she's like, I made it.
I mean, even you know, Lux herself, so let's talk about Lux. Lux, of course, is beautiful and in so
gorgeous.
Many ways, but
gorgeous.
Takes a lot of risks. Like, I think this kind
it.
Of moto
I,
look.
I chirp her.
Yeah, her moto look with the cutoff tit kind of, that's a hard look to pull off, that kind of like full length under tit midriff moment. It's a chirp.
But Lux is also one of the best walkers. It's like it's Naomi Campbell every time.
Yeah.
And so she's got that vibe that she can sell any outfit to me. You know, some thin, beautiful people, plus the confidence, plus the fashion. Lux can sell anything on a runway to me.
She really can. I mean,
she shouldn't have won that lip sync, but I could see being in the room. Maybe we just didn't see how she commanded it over Anitra.
I agree, Anitra won that lip sync. But I think that was just some production magic. They were like, it's going to kind of be more fun.
Yeah. We want to see Anitra Jax.
Right.
They do.
Marsha's calling it Rainbow Road Eleganza. What do you think of this look?
I mean, it does look like those colors of that ice cream treat that you're kind of like, I didn't want rainbow sherbet.
You get the last cup and it's rainbow sherbet at the birthday party.
I love Marsha. I think she's so incredibly talented. I just think that it's a little Blair St. Clair. Like, I can't wait for the glow up, you know, next.
You think, she'll go further.
But I do think, but Marsha is like, okay, you were probably a Bach and Wicked. Like, you are musical theater magic. And when she performs too, it's pretty great. Her
she's
acting
great.
Challenge. And her dancing stuff. Like, I'm
talented.
A big Marsha fan.
She really knows how to improv. She's really improving the scene so well.
Improvising!
It's a chirp for me, and nothing makes me laugh more than a drag queen pretending to take off a helmet when God knows they absolutely could never take off a helmet with that hair. Like
I'm gonna burp it. I'll burp.
Okay, work.
I don't like the epaulettes. Those what are those things? Those little at the You know, like the things here on the hip. I just don't like them. They look like hankies.
Burp it. Fucking burp it.
Yeah, I burped it. Burp it, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Salina Estitis. Oh. I'm burping this. Okay.
I don't like a drop crotch.
You don't. Yeah. I mean, no. For me, being a not so tall person, drop crotch is not for me.
Right. Do you still wear skinny jeans? I do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because I don't need anything bulking up my lower section.
Same. I love when skinny jeans came out. I'm like, oh, this is me.
Right.
Why was I wearing baggy jeans all throughout the early 2000s?
Bonobo's athletic fit. That I'll put you on that.
Izod at Costco, $20.
I'm going to chirp this. It's giving me no scrubs. It's giving me a fantasy I'm here for. I just think it's fun that it's a little different interpretation of the prompt.
Hey, and again, Selena, the performance is there. I would watch a Selena show.
Yes.
To see her perform. Like, she'd be great in the Vegas Review.
Oh, yeah. She's going to have a long career. She's just going to get even more powerful. I have gone to the Vegas show. I want to go back because the girls change.
Let me know because I've never gone. And that's when we only want to go do Vegas if we go see a show at night.
Let's go.
Yeah. Let me know because I really do want to go. I like Asia.
Yes. There's a lot of talented queens there. I want to see Aquaria. Malaysia Baby Doll Fox. Ooh, giving... strawberry ice cream.
I chirp it because I love the color.
Yeah.
I think she does pretty so well. She's so pretty all the time.
It is pretty. It is soft. And I like that it's kind of a different direction. It's kind of giving me Vanellope from Wreck-It Ralph. It's giving me a softness.
I'm getting like Motormouth Maybell from Hairspray. Like if this was like a 60s or 70s, like that era.
A two in the pink, one in the stink lady.
And I also just do love her. I love a little soft-spoken queen. And I think they've come for her a bit.
She's wonderful.
How you pick on an easy target. And she stood up for herself.
Chirp.
So I'm like, don't mess with her.
Yeah, chirp. She could just keep owning her meanness. I'm sorry, this is Vanellope. Lucy LaDuca coming in with this cartoony thing. I liked it. You know, am I crazy? I liked it.
Lucy LaDuca is the equity deputy of your cast.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, she just like wants like, Perv, you were late 5 minutes. So actually the producers do have a right to dock you. You should be on my side.
I call it
stage
manager energy.
Right.
Yeah, it's not the most fun to be around. Talent, yes. Attitude,
talent, yes.
Ugh.
I don't like the cutouts. I don't like that, whatever that dark pink thing, the snake on the crotch or on the sides. That was distracting for me.
Okay, fair enough. I just bought it. When she said Princess Peach, I bought it. I bought it. So I'm going to
chirp. Do you think that people make that? Because I would be that person. Like, if you gave me a shit outfit, I would, you know, like the improviser in us, like, describe this.
Improver.
And you give me like, right. Like, I think that it just feels like bullshit at sometimes. I'm okay. Yeah, and Princess Peach. Yeah.
It is true that like a good explanation will save an outfit, like Kennedy Davenport, which they talk about in this episode. I mean, that's iconic because it's a stupid, awful outfit with the funniest explanation in the world. Sasha Colby.
Oh, come on. She looks like Madonna, like 85, 86, like Lucky Star, Material Girl Madonna.
Madonna
like,
wishes.
I know. Blessed.
Blessed.
Madonna has no friends her own age.
I know.
Does she have a friend her own age?
No. She needs one, though. She needs one just to say, you need to look more like a woman and less like a billboard with cheeks. But again,
I think she had Annie Lennox for a bit. And then Annie got mad at her some years ago, like when Madonna was like even questioning COVID. But I'm like, even Madonna and her friend. But look at Sasha Colby. God,
perfect.
That face.
Perfect. This is also fun and different and gorgeous.
Chirp, chirp.
Chirp.
I like it. I love the simple, because like RuPaul's original Drag Race thing I like simplifying iconic things, not necessarily making them bigger.
That's smart. I mean, that's a smart way to approach it. Something that makes it look edited, not just busy, busy, busy. Anitra.
Mm.
I loved it. I liked
My favorite part is the see-through bikini underneath. I thought that was a naughty
What a little
naughty, naughty, naughty touch that that made it for me.
I like the like extended seatbelt thing because that's like, it's kind of here for, I'm here for that.
The seatbelt belt, yes.
Yeah.
Chirp, chirp.
Chirp, indeed.
Mm. And again, talk about her ethnic bringing it. I'm like, that's the future. We're all going to be like 8 or 12. Our children will, and grandchildren will all be like 12.
Truly. We're going to be orange and it's going to be a beautiful thing.
It's like we're replacing some people. Gays will not replace us. Gays will not replace us. Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. So my favorite ball is the next one, which I'm here for. I thought the prompt sounded like it was going to be something different, but they were just...
My left or my right?
Right. I'm giving a recessed left nut. This beach ball from Mistress look. Come on.
It was, I mean, it's Lee Bowery. It's fabulous. It's Club Kid. And again, please, even Malaysia a bit and Selena, have to look at Mistress to be like, this is all of fucking me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is different. Perfect. This is wild. It just makes me think of, we've had a beach ball look in the past and this like eclipses it hard. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to call out Eureka O'Hara, but I'm sorry. She's wonderful. But I remember them being like, huh, this beach ball looks good, but this beach ball look, holy fucking shit. This is wild. And like you said, Club Kid-ish, giving something different. Chirp for sure.
Chirp, chirp. Like, it's such a versatility in her looks, too.
Uh-huh.
Gowns to Club Kid, you know?
I might have made her the winner of this challenge, but I'm not RuPaul.
Me too.
Yeah.
Actually, I agree. Yeah, yeah.
Bag ball from Marsha, giving... Oh, hello, lovely goat. Yeah, I'll chirp it.
Light chirp. It's great. I just want it to be a little draggier. Mm-hmm. Like, the proportion should be bigger. Mm-hmm. One of them, either the skirt... Or the bags of that she's holding over, you know, on the milk, whatever thing. It just needed it to be bigger. That's where she's so cute and good, mm-hmm. but bigger. You're at a 7. You're at a 6 or 7, and we need you at 11, 12s.
Yeah, it's giving me Swiss Miss Clit, and I'm here for it. Like, I agree.
The color is cute.
It could be more. But maybe her drag is softer. I don't know. I'll still chirp it.
Maybe she's like intimate cabaret drag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
like Cafe Carlisle with Marsha.
Snap, snap, snap.
Yeah. Opening for Megan Hilty.
We have Malaysia next giving hairball. I thought this was okay. Yes.
Yeah, I did. Again, this is the thing where like she's still like a little softer and everything and... Where the pink worked, what I did not like about this was the zebra drape. Because when it was off, I liked it better. When it was off, it felt a little bit more 20s, a little bit more flapper, that kind of Charleston era. And just something about the zebra brings me to like a Michelle Visage.
Yeah, moment. It's a little busy even for something that's supposed to be busy.
Right, because when she takes it off, the dress itself is like, oh, yes, show the body, show the arms, everything. It's just that moment of like, why the cloak?
Why I gotta be cloak, though? It's a burp for me.
Yeah, a slight burp, slight.
Next, we have Spice giving Fuzzy Wuzzy Was a Ball. What do you think?
I'm actually just... burping just because I'm bored.
It is more of the same. I feel like she's worn this hair already.
Yeah, and I just don't like when like she's never, this is where like they feel childish, childlike to me, like because like you
They're
are
3 years
sexy
old. Yeah,
but that's the thing, is like if you're serving sexy and you have the body and then act so groovy and faces and everything all the time, it just like, can you just vamp it down?
I know. Oh god,
that's where I'm like, are you 17 or 18 or are you 24 and you're owning your sexuality?
I can't believe she brought the disco ball out twice. I think that's so silly.
Bless.
And then her reaction was, oh yeah, oops. What are you talking about?
Skirting by on, oh, oops, I'm dumb, right? They'll have a decade of it.
I don't care. I'll burp it. Who cares?
Yeah.
Selena Estiti's money ball.
It's just...
It's a little messy.
It's just always like, it's so close.
It's so
close. I even love like how it almost feels like a palm tree.
Yeah.
But then go all the way. I don't know. And I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like, right? If we say bigger, then it becomes something else. Like if we say less and it's not big enough, I don't know, because fashion is my worst in my own personal life too. So that's why it's hard. I don't know how to articulate it, but I know it needs to be more and less.
I'm still going to give it a light chirp. And because I think she doesn't give perfect couture, I think she gives experimental very well. And I'm here for the experiment, including an EBT poster in her hair. I'm here for the experiment.
Great. I have to give it still a light burp because I love the idea.
Uh-huh.
I love it, love it, love it. I get caught where like, are you doing a tree or a dress? Or then totally. Why isn't it more of either?
Totally. Lucy LaDuca giving, again, kind of a milkmaid of doggy poo bags.
Yeah, I have to burp this one because Lucy, like I thought had a really good Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
Idea. But then the proportions were off too, so she did just look like a sailor
right.
last week. And so this is still giving a little bit of that, some of those same colors and vibes. And, you know,
yeah.
just like this little, it just is, it's so mad.
I get that she was like, I'm editing it down, but it just, for them, was so edited, it was just a white thing with some color pop.
Right. It's a white shirt with like a dress that you glued, like it looks like loofahs or, you know, like, doesn't it look like loofahs?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so like, I think like I actually could do this.
Yeah.
I mean, right? Like, and I can never say that. I couldn't have done Malaysia's.
I know.
First pink dress even.
Let's but, like, burp it. It's
burp,
a
burp. I have to.
Next we got, oh my God, Lux Noir London giving hair. Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Right?
Yeah.
It's.
She should have been in the top.
Yeah. She's fantastic. She's so focused on her runway.
Yes, she really is. I mean, the cinch is very impressive. The hair pieces are cool. You know, I think one criticism we can give is she is relying on her body almost all the time, but
sure,
she has a body.
Yeah.
Let her do it. It's her prerogative. But I do think there's enough experimentation here that's unique. It's a big chirp.
Yeah.
So
Sasha
giving dime bag.
Her, like, Laganja Estranja.
Yes, moment, God!
You know? Right?
Yes.
I, as a cannabis user myself, uh-huh. The one thing, like, I've never been a fan of, like, the joint.
Uh-huh.
Like, it looks messy, dirty, ashy, smoky to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, you can't really fashionably make a vape or an right. edible, but, like,
a vape
I just
on
think
the
it
head would be funny.
I mean, like, I also just think it would have been perfect without the campiest moment of it. However, I will still chirp it because it's great to see Sasha Colby go camp. I love the skirt
yeah.
for some reason. But do you see, like, I love the leaf dress so much. Like, sometimes there's a moment like, do you need the part of cannabis and marijuana consumption that I like the least? The part that, like,
right.
I always inhale some ash or I slobber all over it and the next
well,
person
sounds like
I cast the joint to.
Bringing your baggage into this.
It absolutely is my baggage.
And I do mean baggage. This
yeah.
is a big, on another queen, I would say it's costumey and silly, but
right.
I love it. The hair.
Sasha.
The lime green
Come
bob
on.
With it all. Chirp.
Yeah.
Anitra giving sugar ball.
Weakest, Anitra's weakest look. I was a little nervous
uh-huh.
for a moment after her first look.
Yeah.
You know, going in for her, but like, yeah, not
great. Just
not great.
Just
a little bit of falling down.
She
I think
looks
we got a
cool.
we got a I think we got a kind edit because, like, see, as she's walking away up the runway, I think there's
yeah.
a little droppage of the purple thingies.
Ooh, I see.
Right? And it comes back up the next time we see her. So, like, you know that she's holding that up, pulling it up. And
if we hadn't seen this look kind of similarly in so many weeks from her, it'd be different. But this is a burp.
Yeah.
To be burp. Fair.
It's,
love the hair.
I think she knows it.
She knows.
She knows.
Finally, we have our crystallized eleganza. The
yes.
looks they were making. Mistress Isabel Brooks.
Come on. Like, I had a moment where, Manu, I forgot that this was the design one.
I know.
This category. Because, like, when I saw her doing it, I'm like, oh, what a beautiful dress was made for her. She made it.
I know.
It like took me a second to be like, what?
I know.
Like and maybe this is my thing of this week, especially because of the high energy of so muchness of the Lollapalooza, Lip Sync Palooza. Mm-hmm. But I apparently I wanted a simplistic week, and this served it for me. Like all my looks that I liked were the quieter ones. Mm-hmm. And this mistress, look at what looks she gave us.
She's killing
week.
It.
She should have won.
She should have won
this week.
Here's my producer mind. She just won a challenge. Comedy challenges are coming up. She's gonna win a comedy challenge. And I think the producers were like, we love Sasha. We need to give Sasha some fuel because we don't know if Sasha's gonna win a comedy challenge in coming weeks. Mm-hmm. That's my two cents. Chirp indeed.
The neck crack, though. Would you have known that Sasha Colby would be hilarious?
I know.
I mean, like, that's part of her repertoire now.
She's just seasoned, and I love that we're getting some redemption for seasoned queens going like, yeah, look, it's very clear the producers are telling a story of TikTok queens work, but TikTok queens don't have every skill.
Right.
Spice. Okay. No.
Meow.
No.
Meow.
Now, if she had not worn this top 800 times before, that's a very cool disco ball top. But she literally has worn this exact thing. I can't believe she's showing her midriff when they just said stop doing that. And she's done the side slit thing as well.
Bored.
Burp.
Bored.
Bye.
I'm bored.
Bye.
Burped.
Marsha giving a ro-co-co-co-co-co. Yeah, she's pussy bitch. What do you think?
I really liked it, except for the jewel and the pussy.
Yeah,
and
that was distracting.
Come on.
Yeah.
Totally. Like, what are you doing? Like, and then to tap it. I'm like, that's that element of like, oh my Lord, on the nose.
Yeah.
Because everything else was really, she looked really sweet and great.
She really did. She's walking, she's performing.
Come on.
I'm still going to chirp it for me. I think she looks so good.
She does look pretty.
But tell me your truth.
She looks great in monochromatic colors. You know, the last peach. And now this one, like, she is just a gorgeous girl,
I guess,
and
it isn't a surprise.
She doesn't need to wear makeup.
Yeah. It's not a huge surprise.
Just the jewel on the crotch kind of like that. I would
burp
maybe
it.
Seen that from Selena.
Yeah.
A jeweled merkin.
I mean, her pussy runneth over. Maybe her pussy was the one that got crystallized. Because Trey didn't like the session.
Good makeup, though. Don't you feel like her makeup is good in this?
I think she looks great. And again, I'm okay with her drag being less severe in the face. I don't know. Because I want to give space to queens like Dakota Schiffer, who gives softer paint. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Dakota.
Love.
Dakota, that's UK, right? She was trans.
Yeah.
She was, but she also relied on just her natural beauty.
Yeah.
Like Marsha. Like, that's a, she was a beautiful, Dakota's beautiful.
Really stunning. Okay, Malaysia Baby Doll Fox. I think this is so similar to so many things she's already worn.
Yeah. Again, there are a couple outfits where I had a moment of like, is this the design challenge one? And I'm
right.
Like, because it looks polished, but it is, here's the problem. Too much pink. Too much pink
too
this
much
episode.
Pink.
You know, like she had pink in the drag one. And so like,
hot take.
You can choose your pink.
I would have put her in the bottom two because I thought some of her looks, again, no one did terrible, but her looks, some of them didn't wow me. So I thought she was headed to the bottom two, of course, to like kill Spice. But
I think Malaysia might be out in the next few episodes.
I know,
maybe.
Which I'm bummed about because I'm bummed.
I just don't
about.
Know, like, if comedy's coming up, like, oof, I don't know.
Which she was good in the sitcom, though. But if
sitcom
it's a
is
roast
one thing.
Challenge.
I get worried about the stand-up roast challenge is the one that would scare me on the performance side.
I don't think she can kill that. I don't think so either. Selena Estetis. I love all the ideas.
Yeah.
You know,
and this is my favorite
love,
of her three looks.
That kind of stuff.
Right. She's also very gorgeous. Her skin is always on point. I did like this look, though. I will give it a light chirp because I think it was the best of her three.
I know. Again, it's not horrible. I'm going to trip it. It's not horrible. It just wasn't the most show-stopping like some of the other looks were.
True, but it's better than Spices. And yeah. Maybe we agree that it might be better than Malaysia's.
Yeah, I agree.
Borderline, you know.
Lucy LaDuca giving runner-up at the page. Funny how art imitates life.
Right? I wanted... dress is fine. I wanted a little bit more. The hair could have been teased a bit more, and the makeup, yeah. Come on, we could have had a bit more, like, crybaby makeup. Like, and it could have even been uglier, prettier. I just wanted a little bit more.
It's fine. It's not bad. The dress,
it was fine. It's fine.
I'm going to burp it. Good concept. Evil.
I'm gonna burp it too.
Lux Noir
London.
Bring
Lucy down a peg.
Yeah, bring her down. Lux Noir London giving Frozen Ice Fairy.
I thought this was beautiful.
I did too.
I thought this was beautiful. I just wish that my only criticism would be just a little bit more lower, on the lower path, right? It feels a little abrupt.
Yeah.
That's it. That's, I guess, my only criticism. And then, of course, then I got mad with her talking about it.
I mean, egotistical.
And then
the
I was like,
safe
Lux.
Drama. Shut up. Right. Also, right. Oh, to be fair, she's given the silhouette a lot. And that's why I think it may have been fair that she's safe. I've seen her wear the Borat bathing suit look at least four other times. So does it look great on her? Yes. But I don't think it's completely unfounded. She looks great though.
Yeah, Lux has that skin tone, that melanin, that every color will look great on.
And if she made this out of hot glue strings, which is what it looks like, holy shit, that's amazing.
That's the thing too that really we have to give her credit for construction.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, but we didn't get to see it. You know, that's where I don't like the rushed episode.
So rushed.
We didn't get to see them talk about the process.
And again,
I like process.
I agree. Agree fully. Sasha Colby giving Hawaiian Goddess.
I told Eric when we watched it, my partner, she accessorizes perfectly.
Yes.
It's unlike Selena, where it might be two more, take two things off before you leave the house, Selena. Sure. Sasha Colby is perfect. With the earrings are perfect. I love the armband because I didn't know if it was Greek. I didn't know if we were seeing Greek goddess or wooden golden tree nymph, but this is, do you see what I mean? Where it's professional, and your headliner, everybody, Sasha Colby. I always feel like she should walk last.
You could criticize that it's simple in places, but again, if she knows how to pull off simple, you got to give that points because she knows how to pull off simple.
The dress, the perfect train, the shoes. I mean, it's just perfect. Look at the shoes. Perfect shoes. Or if she put that topper on it, it's just
right.
Perfect.
The silver gold combo is kind of hard to pull off, and she pulled it off.
And the rose, and then the Apple iPhone rose gold makeup, it's, she's so pretty.
Also points for using pageant hair blending in a way that feels fresh. She's using her natural hair, but also blended it into this hair piece in a way that feels not just old school Ginger Minj drag, which we love Ginger Minj, but I'm just saying it feels fresh. Right.
Gorgeous.
Anitra. Gorgeous. A man. Wow. And then, wow, 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 wow.
We go from gorgeous to gorgeous. I see why they had Anitra, Anitra Sasha Colby lip sync, but this, what we were living our Stegosaurus, Triceratops fantasy. It was powerful.
Bitch.
It looked strong. Who had done which drag race was it where they had
probably Aquaria. Aquaria kind of did a bone. I think it's happened a couple times. Yeah, a skeletal structure in the back. Aquaria did it on her prehistoric look, and it was cool as well.
But this was so dynasty. I loved it. I loved the hair.
Unbelievable.
And the one that maybe not the hair color as much, but that cut is perfect for this dress.
You better walk that fucking T-Rex, bitch. It's really good.
Oh my gosh.
It's very good. You better make my water jiggle. Uh-huh.
And I chirped this so much because I was also, the bottom is great. I never heard of that. The trumpet bottom that they use.
Yes, it's layered.
Something I learned.
And it's layered.
Trumpet bottom.
Amazing.
Perfect.
And a then trumpet bottom, better. Also popular like, in West Hollywood, a trumpet bottom.
Is that our new names now? Hi.
Trumpet bottom.
We're trumpet bottoms.
That's a bottom when you fuck, and girl, I've been there. When the whole talk's back, that's a trumpet bottom. You know? Sometimes you're like, I hope that's a pleasant sound. So let's talk about it. Malaysia and Anitra and Sasha in the top. Mistress and
yeah.
Sasha and Anitra in the top. I would have, like we both said, we would have given it to Mistress, but Sasha's
yep.
stunning professional.
Yeah, absolutely. I just thought that Mistresses, all three were it. And you heard my personal, just like my personal thing about the cannabis, the marijuana one.
Yeah, you won't shut up about it, Parv. God.
It's just one little pick. But like, I did think that like, no, Mistress were three different, but so did
you
Sasha.
Hate blunts.
Everyone can argue.
You hate blunts.
I went to my weed shop. They're like, do you want a joint for a dollar? I'm like, no.
See, I'm always delighted by that. I like the high schoolness of a blunt or joint, just being like, ooh, should we smoke it really quick? Let's smoke it.
No, I'm a bad smoker. They would fall apart in my hand. I'd always be the person who, like, it would always go out, or the cherry dropped, and I'd be like, I'm sorry. Or I'd have to be like, light it for me. Put your finger on the bong or the carburetor. And I'm confused. I'm bad at it. I like cannabis. I'm just bad at it.
I get it. I do like the easy ingestion of it all, or the easy vape of it all. So yeah. Let's talk about this bottom two lip sync. We got Selena going up against Spice to Lil Nas X's yep. That's What I Really Want. Interesting song. I think a challenging song to lip sync to.
Yeah.
I think
I agree. Spice, do you see what I mean? Like of you know, and I brought up musical theater a lot, but like in musical theater class, I remember one of the exercises sometimes you'd have to do is like, just do your song as a monologue before you sing it, before, just so you can kind of connect to it and know it. Spice, I know this song. Okay. You had no connection to it. What None. You were doing was exact opposite. And the only then thing for Selena that I would have offered advice was to even do, again, my MO for this episode, less, simplify it. I don't think you needed to walk all the way to the upstage, to the back of the set.
Right.
Stay down, lock it with like Latrice Royale, you know.
Uh-huh. Park and bark.
Slow lip sync. If she had stayed put, because look at her, she's got the drama. We know she can
Truly.
Act it. I just wish you had just done a little less. You would have kept our attention more with
right.
that song and that interpretation, especially being in that dress. I know what she had to do, but like,
and the producers gave her this song. If I'm being evil, I bet the producers were like, we're putting the story in of you having a hard time loving yourself for all your gifts. This is actually a gift to you to use that true emotional state of your saboteur getting yeah. in your way. Use that for the lip sync, which I think she did
yeah.
kind of. Kind
I think
of.
It was a very good B+. It was not as good as
yeah.
her lip sync last week, which I
yeah.
again was my favorite lip sync last week.
Unbelievable.
This is why I just wanted, like, I'm like, if she had done like all that emotion standing
Sorry.
There, you know, that Spice. Mistress, what Mistress did, you know, just Spice. That shaking and like that Spice. Kind of shaky drag performance. Spice. If she'd just done that in spot, I would have loved it.
I'm just laughing because Spice didn't understand one line of the song. Spice
no.
does not understanding that in one way at all, or she's never felt any sort of discomfort in a dating realm that made her feel less desirable as a queer person. So either she
sure.
can't channel it, or I think she just doesn't pay attention to the lyrics.
It's just experience, maybe. It's just not
yeah.
the song. You know, like it's like a 24-year-old or like a 22-year-old in musical theater class.
Or a 3-year-old.
Has to sing like Ladies Who Lunch.
Yeah.
You know, what is a 19-year-old white girl from Pittsburgh going to know about a, you know, a 50, 60, 70-year-old woman in New York?
Like, it's I just, get it.
It's hard. It's hard to do.
I get it. I really do. It's a bitch. It's hard, but we say goodbye to Spice.
Bye-bye, Spice.
Bye-bye, Spice. You had a very funny run on this show.
Yeah, sweet and good, but I am surprised that we got the Sugar Spice lip sync that early in the season. I thought they would have waited a couple more. And then the flip is like, I'm surprised Spice lasted that long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow. But
yeah,
what a sweet person.
What a sweetie patiti. And
bless
she'll have
heart.
A long career. I could see them coming back to All Stars. Like, sure. I'm not worried about that.
Together, especially.
Together. Together again with hopefully a new storyline.
Also, Parv. What is with the... Mono, really quick. What is with the...
Please.
I'm in my Dom Top era. What are these
what is
eras?
That? Eras.
I just think it's
I
so funny.
I am over like, eras. I don't like that because to me, that's also an indication that these... There's too much self-awareness of being on the TV show. Just be on the TV show. And if I'm also being a bitch, stop referencing the show. I get that this is the 200th episode, but my God, if we don't say new pieces of dialogue, the show won't have new pieces of dialogue to reference in future seasons. Is there a piece of dialogue from this season that is now iconic? I have to think about it as opposed to like create the show. Don't talk about the show.
Walk the duck.
Yeah, walk that fucking duck. There are moments there. Anything
the
Mistress
one,
says, those moments are iconic. I feel like Mistress calling Sasha Colby Dumbledore. There are moments. I guess Spice being iconically bad at the Snatch Game. There are moments, but I think I want more of that, less talking about what was cute in the past.
This is where I do appreciate some changes to the edit.
Mm-hmm.
Even Daytona Wins going the Tim and Eric
right
route, you know, like good we needed
experiment.
It needed like it's well especially when we watch all the other you know the all the we haven't started Belgium yet because you know when you have the subtitles you can't like
you can't play the video
you
game
have to, like watch
it's hard
you get it
it's hard
you get it
I do get
but,
it
but I mean and Drag Race España season 3 comes out that's better because I understand a little bit more Spanish so I can like look away and
yeah
you know and,
those
and
are
check Instagram
seasons. Parv, remind us where we can support you. Where can we follow you? What's up with you?
I'm at Parvy, P-A-R-V-E-Y on Instagram. And I guess we're all on Twitter for a little bit at Parvation.
Until?
But I don't know how much longer. I mean, like,
we'll
until
see.
What? Right? They're taking away everything. Who knows? But
who knows?
I still use it like a bad person.
Sure. I still got to look.
I can't help it.
I got to see it.
Twitter is where I just make my angry political statements and punch up at like Ted Cruz and stuff. Instagram is like, come see me in this show next week. Like it's that kind of promotion world.
Yeah. Well, okay. We'll put that all below. We'll follow you in the socials below. We're excited to see what you're doing. Again, we're excited for the debut of, what was it called? Parvasive. We're
Parvasive.
Excited. Parvasive. We're very excited for that
I
debut.
Said Parvasive podcast idea with Mono.
Yes. Well, I'm saying we could talk about being brown queers forever. Like the shit we need to unpack. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, but if you like this podcast, follow us at Drag Her Podcast and go give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast. These reviews make us so very happy. They fill our hearts with glee and they help keep the lights on. In fact, I'll read a quick one right now because they really put a toot in my stoop. This one says, It's short and sweet from Halo Carter. Fave, my fave podcast ever. Big fan. Thank you, Halo Carter. Thank
Halo.
You.
Halo. We can see your halo.
Halo. Oh my God. I'll talk about my non-karaoke skills. Parv, we love you. Till next time. Let the music play.
And I'm holding up the vote.gov sign. Register to vote, everyone.
Was a HeadGum original.